And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, there's a couple of things I've got to bring to your attention, some things I got to set right in front of your eyeballs, because I want you to notice these things. Yeah, now this is radio, so it's a little bit hard for me to push a visual representation of what I'm trying to convey to you right in front of your face, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to tell you about the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And then later on in the show, I am going to get into a discussion about hiring contractors. Now, one of these things is an event that you should attend. The other thing is information that you should stick in your brain and let it rattle around in there until it takes hold. So where should we start? Let's do this. Let's start with the event, because at the event, you could actually learn what I'm going to tell you about in the latter part of the show. You didn't know that, did you? You had no idea. All right, so let me give you some more context. Let me tell you about the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo, which is not occurring right now. It's not occurring right now. No, but it will occur May 4th through the 7th of 2025 at the Irving Convention Center in Irving, Texas. Now, that's located right near the Dallas-Fort Worth Metropolitan Airport. That is located literally halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth proper. And it's where we will be with 5,000 of our like-minded real estate investors sharing information with each other, networking with each other, learning about things that we want to learn about. And I will tell you, it's more than just a conference. It's transformative. It's a hands-on experience tailored to empower attendees at any stage of their real estate investing journey. I don't care if you're a beginner. I don't care if you're intermediate. I don't care if you consider yourself an expert at real estate investing. There is something for you at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Now, how do you get information on this? How do you get signed up? What do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, you're going to notice that there are some keywords at the top of the webpage. Click on the one that says Expo. Yeah, I'm serious. It says Expo. Click it. Push the button. It will open up information on the event. It will give you information on how to register for the event. It will give you information about how to find a discounted hotel room for the event. It will give you all kinds of information that I'm not going to give you over the radio waves. I'm not, because I want you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and I want you to push the Expo button, and I want you to get all this data yourself. And then I want you to get signed up. I want you to register for Expo, because, well, let me break it down for you. Let's say you're a beginner. You're somebody that's new to real estate investing. So if you're new to real estate, the Expo is a launching pad to go from zero to confidence while you pursue your first investment. Lifestyles Unlimited, the group behind this event, has a proven track record of guiding people with no prior experience, no prior knowledge on how to replace their traditional income with the passive cash flow that comes from correctly investing in real estate assets. The event strips away the intimidation factor by offering different things. First of all, there is step-by-step education. In other words, sessions are broken down to the essentials: how to find properties, how to analyze deals, how to secure financing, how to generate cash flow without the jargon or the fluff. Think of it as a crash course led by Lifestyles Unlimited mentors who've built their own wealth from scratch. You also get real world exposure. You'll get to join the property bus tour. If you decide to go on the property bus tour, we call it the Master's Tour, and you'll see actual investment properties in action, and you will learn how to spot opportunities in today's market. Now, this isn't hypothetical. This is boots on the ground learning. You can't help but learn when you're on a bus with a bunch of people that are, well, many of them are real estate retired. Many of them are on their way to real estate retirement, and many of them are just like you, trying to figure out how all this works. You're going to get inspiration from your peers. You're going to hear stories, and not any kind of story. You're going to hear success stories from people who just a few years ago were in your shoes. Corporate employees, small business owners, retirees, who now live off of rental income. As an example, our members often share how they retired in under 5 years using single family or multifamily strategies. And the other thing that you get to learn, the other thing that you're exposed to, is something called risk mitigation. And here's what we know at Lifestyles Unlimited. Beginners often fear losing money. The expo emphasizes education first, investing, and then teaching you how to avoid common pitfalls and to build a solid foundation. The takeaway? You're going to leave with a clear roadmap and the confidence to act, even if you've never owned real estate before. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. It says Expo. Click it. It will open up information on the event. I kind of want to switch gears on you because I really want to get into this conversation about hiring general contractors or any contractor at all. And for some of you, this is going to be an area where you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle. And let me explain why. You don't like to communicate to other people, or you feel intimidated when talking to somebody else if you perceive that their skill sets are greater than your own, or you just got a terrible personality. Now, I don't think that's the case for the majority of you. I know there's one of you out there that's got a terrible personality. You got to work on that. But for 99 of you, you're doing okay. I think it's one of the other two issues, provided you even have a problem at all. For some Lifestyles Unlimited members, talking to general contractors is no different than doing the back of the napkin analysis to determine whether or not the property is going to work for you. It's no different. And here's why. You're comfortable with it. You have gotten yourself to a place of comfort with regards to communicating with other people. And that's a very favorable skill set to have. For those of you that don't have that skill set, let me encourage you that you can develop the skill set. You can. All you have to do is get a little bit out of your comfort zone. Yeah, part of what's going on in your mind is that you've built up some kind of belief in your system. Maybe it's a true belief, maybe it's a false belief, but this belief is putting you in a situation where you don't feel comfortable talking with contractors. You know what you got to do? You got to get over it. You got to find a way to get over it. Now, some of you might have certain medical problems that make that difficult. But I know the majority of you don't have any medical problems that make it difficult. I think what's going on is that maybe you're just uncomfortable with it, or maybe you're a little fearful, or something else is getting in the way. What if I told you that the contractors that you're going to talk to are most likely interested in doing business with you? They are most likely interested in doing business with you. And here's why. If they don't have business coming into their business model, they don't make money. If they don't make money, they don't take any money home. And the wife doesn't like it. The kids don't get new shoes. You know where I'm going with that, right? So many of these contractors are employed. They have a business model that they are following themselves. They are providing a service to you, a service that has to do with everything general contractor related. And part of the reason you want to hire that somebody who's general contractor related is because they have skill sets on how to manage the project, as well as to manage all the sub trades that come to the project to perform work. You're hiring somebody to take the burden off of you, and they will manage that burden, and your responsibility is to manage them. Now, some people, they forget that. They do. They forget that their responsibility is to manage the general contractor. They go, "Hey, Mr. General Contractor, I'm going to hire you for this job. Here's what I need done." The general contractor says, "Okay, I can get all this done by, I don't know, 3 weeks from Sunday." And you go, "Okay, good. And that's where it ends for you. You tell the guy to go to work, and you don't follow up with them. You don't see what their progress is. You don't give them milestones to complete. You don't check up on those milestones to see if they are complete. You have no conflict resolution skill sets in your body. It sounds like I'm picking on you, doesn't it? For that small subset of you out there that has a problem with this area, find a way to overcome it. Either focus on the area yourself and get it resolved using the gray area between your ears, or if you can't resolve it yourself, get somebody to help you. Get a mentor to help you. Have them sit down and explain to you the errors of your ways. And trust me, that mentor is more than happy to show you what you're doing wrong, because they want to see you do it right. It's pretty cool stuff. All right, so you've decided you're going to be a real estate investor. You've decided that you're going to follow the Lifestyles Unlimited education. You've decided that you're going to get a mentor, and that mentor is going to be your right-hand person. And up until this point, you've accomplished all of that, and you've been very, very successful at it. You're a successful real estate investor because your mindset is positive. You're focused on the end prize, and you've sat down with your mentor and you've talked about, what does this business plan look like? What am I trying to achieve with this business plan? What type of assets do I need to buy in order to fulfill the business plan? You're ready to go. So you find that first property. You've located that first property. That first property is giving you all the indication that it's going to be a great investment property for you. You've done all of the analysis. All of your numbers are checking out. This is the property to buy. Now comes the difficult time. Now you have to bring your general contractor on board. Because what you really want to do is you want to have that general contractor walk the property with you as you're doing feasibility. Did you know that? I mean, and here's why. That general contractor has specific skill sets in the construction world that you may or may not have. They bring an extra set of eyes and ears along with them, and they can help you make decisions with regards to what you think needs to be remedied in the property. That general contractor's expertise could ultimately save you money, because they could identify a system within the property that you think is bad, but they're able to show you that that system is actually completely serviceable and doesn't need to be remedied. Do you think that would save you money? It would save you money. As a matter of fact, you can also talk about the different things that you need to do to make the property aesthetically pleasing to your customer base, the people that are going to lease from you. And because that general contractor has probably done more than one of these properties, they have the ability to share with you information about what other people have done that have been successful. This is good information to have. But here's the thing. How do you know you've got the right general contractor on your team? What do you do to assess that information? Well, the first thing that you do, you have a conversation. And that conversation involves questions. When we come back from the break, I've got a laundry list of questions to hit you up with. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on this segment of the show, we're going to talk about some different questions you can ask a general contractor to get an understanding as to whether or not that general contractor is a good fit for you. I'm serious. You have to find a general contractor that's a good fit for you. You don't just like call up a general contractor and you go, "Hi, my name's Al. I'm a real estate investor. I've got a house at 123 Main Street. I need it repaired. Can you come on over?" And the general contractor goes, "Yeah, I can come on over. What time?" "Well, I'll be there from 1 to 3 today." "Okay, I'll meet you there at 2. So the general contractor comes over. And I show him the house and I say, "Can you fix this?" And the guy goes, yes. And I say, great. But what do we do? What do we do? All I did was I said, can you fix this? And the guy said, yes. We haven't talked about scope of work. We haven't talked about professional qualifications. We haven't talked about past clients. We haven't talked about references. We haven't talked about anything related to whether or not this general contractor is going to be a good fit for my team. So what kind of question should we have asked this guy before we even met the guy? Well, my number one question that I ask every general contractor, this is it. Number one, how long have you been working as a general contractor? Seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? I mean, it's right to the point. How long have you been working as a general contractor? And I'm looking for a legitimate answer. Now, if they say something like, well, I've been in the industry for 10 years working on a variety of projects ranging from residential to commercial, I would say, oh, really? That's kind of a favorable response. But what if they said this? I just started a few months ago, but I've done a couple of small jobs. Did you hear the red flag going off in my brain? You didn't hear it? Well, it went off loud in my brain. Notice the difference in responses. I have one contractor that says, hey, I've been doing this for like 10 plus years, focused on residential and commercial properties. Sounds like the guy's got a lot of experience to me. Now, I don't know if it's good experience, but here's what I know. If he's been doing it for 10 years, chances are if he was bad at it, he's fixed it. Yeah, because he wouldn't be in business for 10 years if he was bad at what he does. Now, the guy that just started a few months ago and he's done a couple small jobs, are you willing to let him sharpen his resume based on the fact that he may or may not have the expertise to do the rehab you need to have done? And in my mind, I'm thinking, no. No, I don't want to hire that guy. Because that second guy, to me, has limited experience, which may mean they lack the expertise to handle unexpected challenges or complex projects and posing a risk to quality and my timeline. These are very important to me. Quality and timeline. My project needs to be done by a certain time period. I do not want a 2-month rehab to go for 7 months. But it happens. Why does it happen? Because you hired the wrong contractor. You might have hired one that didn't know what they were doing. Or it's possible you hired one that lied to you. Yeah, I don't know how to solve the lying part. I don't. Other than asking more questions and getting to the root cause of what creates that individual's business entity. Does that make sense? Okay, what about this question? Are you licensed, bonded, and insured? First of all, before I even give you suggested answers for that question, how does that question make you feel? Had you ever considered whether or not a contractor needed to be licensed, needed to be bonded, and needed to be insured? Yeah, for some of you, you're going, yeah, this is new territory, Al. Hadn't really thought that through. Okay, this is why we're doing this. This is exactly why we're doing this, to make sure that you think these things through. And I'm giving you suggested questions you should ask somebody so that you can get straight answers from them. Now, the answer I want to hear, yeah, I'm fully licensed in the state of Texas. I'm bonded. I carry both general liability and workers' compensation insurance. And I can provide documentation upon request. You know what that is? That's music to my ears. That tells me that somebody has gone through the process of qualifying their business. They are good at what they do because they're willing to put their license at risk and they're willing to put their bonding and their insurance at risk. And here's the other thing. You can check up on all those things too. You can see if the license is still active. You can check with the bonding company to see if the bond is still in place. You can check with the insurance company to see if the insurance policy is still in place. But what if you hear this? What if you hear, well, I don't have all that yet, but I'm working on it. Run to the hills. Run to the hills. I'm serious. Because what you're probably talking to is somebody at best who is a handyman. Somebody that can come in and do some basic skills, some basic trades, some basic fix-up for you that doesn't necessarily require licensing, bonding, or insurance. But what happens if something goes wrong? What happens if they're on your property and something goes wrong and they're not bonded or insured against it? Who runs the liability? Who do you think runs the liability? Yes. Yes, it might be you. It might be you. Now, here's a question that I learned from my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Yeah, this is flat out. This comes directly from them. Can you provide me references from past clients? So what's another question? What type of projects do you specialize in? Now, if you hear this answer, I do a little bit of everything, but I haven't done anything exactly like your project. You know what I want you to do? Run. Yeah, I want you to run. Because what they're telling you is that this will be my very first time doing this type of work. which means they're going to be cutting their teeth on this type of work with your project. Is that what you want? No, what you want is somebody who specializes in home renovations, maybe kitchen remodels, maybe a little bit of new construction. You know, the things which align with the type of project you're planning to do. So if you've got a property that you know is going to be a major rehab, you want to make sure you're hiring a contractor that is comfortable working on major rehabs. If you're doing a light rehab, guess what? Same thing. Are you comfortable doing light rehabs? Well, yes, I am. How about major rehabs? Well, I'm comfortable doing those too. Wow, we might have somebody that's capable of doing all of our projects. Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Okay, here's another question. How do you handle project timelines and deadlines? If you hear this answer, well, it's hard to say. It just takes as long as it takes. Or, I don't really use schedules. Really? You don't really use schedules? Well, guess what? I don't really use your services. Because what I'm looking for is somebody with a detailed schedule up front based on my scope of work. I want to make sure that they coordinate with their subcontractors and they keep me updated at least once per week. I aim to make sure that my contractor finishes on time or ahead of schedule, barring unforeseen issues. That's what I'm hiring. That's what I want as a result of what I'm looking to hire. Does that make sense to you? Makes total sense to me. All right, here's another one. How do you manage budgets and unexpected costs? Budgets and unexpected costs. Do you think that's an area where contractors can run afoul? And the short answer is yes, that is an area where contractors can run afoul. So what kind of answer are you looking for? You're looking for an answer similar to this one. I provide a detailed estimate upfront and I track all expenses closely. If unexpected costs arise, I'll notify you immediately with options that will help you stay within budget. That's music to my ears. That's totally music to my ears. So what might you hear in contrast to that? Oh boy, dude, budgets are tough to predict. Things always come up. Interesting. Or I'll let you know when we go over budget. The last place you want to be is in a place where you are going over budget and that ship has already sailed, because there's no getting that ship back. And maybe you can turn that ship around, but there's going to be expenses associated with that ship sailing. How about this question? Who will be overseeing the day-to-day work on my project? Oh, supervision? Is supervision something that should be managed? Why, yes. Yes, it should. You should expect to hear an answer similar to this one. I personally oversee all my projects, and I'll be on site regularly. You'll also have a dedicated point of contact for updates. See, that's exactly what I want. I want to know what's going on in my property. If you've listened to any of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show programs that have played before this particular program, and that particular show had a guest on it, chances are they were talking about this particular concept. Yes, chances are they were talking about this particular concept, because what they want to make sure of is that the person that is physically at the property is the person physically at the property. Because we as real estate investors, we may not be physically at the property every day. As a matter of fact, we may never be physically at the property, because I can't tell you how many Lifestyles Unlimited members I know that live in one part of the country and invest in another part of the country and never bother to go see the properties because they never have to. They don't have to. They rely on this person that we call a general contractor to be their eyes and their ears, and in some cases, their voice and their conscience. It's a great relationship when you develop the great relationship. But in order to develop that great relationship, you've got to do some screening. You've got to screen out the bad contractors from the good contractors. And I am here to tell you, there are good contractors and there are bad contractors. And many of you want to know, when does a good contractor go bad? The moment they do. The moment they do. I'm serious about that. I don't know what happens with some people. I have had contractors on my team that were great. Property one, they were great. They did everything the way I wanted it to get done. We moved on to property number two, same result. We moved on to property number three, same result. We moved on to property number four, uh-oh, not the same result. What's going on? And I had to have a conversation with the contractor, only to find out the contractor had a situation in his family where somebody very close to him passed away and it wasn't apparent. Does that make sense? Okay, so that person, their whole life went off a cliff. And you know what I did? I didn't fire them. I just said, look, I understand you're going through this problem. I understand this is a problem. I will help you get whatever help you need. But bro, life goes on. And I got to get this property done. I need you on the team. I need you giving me all that quality support that you gave me on the previous properties. I need it on this property too. And you know what the contractor did? He gave me his all. He gave me his all. And here's why. I talked to that guy man to man. If it was a woman, I would have talked to him man to woman. I let them know how important it was to me to have them on my team. Are you tracking? I let them know what their track record had been and the fact that I was just very, very happy with that track record. But all of a sudden that the track record, well, it went off the deep end and I didn't understand why until I had that conversation. And then I understood the why. And once I understood the why, I realized I could actually help him resolve some of his problems, even though I'm not a grief counselor. I'm not somebody with special skills, but I am somebody that cares about other people. And I am somebody that is willing to look at somebody going through a very difficult time in their life and provide them a little love. Yeah, I'm serious about that. So after about, I think it was about a 48-hour time period where things got like kind of rocky with the contractor, He pulled out. I don't mean he pulled out of the deal. He pulled out of the funk. He did. He pulled out of the funk and he got back to work. Now, he never came back to me and said, you know, Al, you were the difference in my life. You were this and that and the other thing. No, he never came back and said that. But his actions communicated to me that he was very happy with the fact that I showed him some compassion and I showed him some support. Now, do I still have that general contractor on my team? The short answer is yes. The short answer is yes. I still have that general contractor on my team. When's the last time I used that general contractor? It's been about two and a half years. So how do I know that general contractor is still on my team? Because I'm connected with that general contractor. That general contractor's got a Facebook page. And every once in a while, I check out his Facebook or his Facebook populates for me, and I see that he's working on a property. And usually I can tell that he's working on a Lifestyles Unlimited property, and it makes me feel happy. So some of you are going, wait a minute, dude, you haven't hired this guy for 2.5 years, you're seeing him work for other people, and you're happy about that? Yeah, I'm totally happy about that. And here's why I'm happy about that. Number one, I have fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members that I have turned on to this guy, and they're getting good results. Number two, I know that if I ever get back into the market to buy, renovate, and put back into service single family assets, this is my go-to guy. And because I know he's still in business, I know he's still available to work for me. And he doesn't care one bit whether or not I'm doing a project with him right now or I'm not. Because he has built himself an excellent business model. He has made himself available to my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, and his business is thriving as well as theirs. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.